This is one of my favorite parts of doing this job. When worlds happily meet, art and sports, from Norman Rockwell to Leroy Neiman, great painters documenting history through their work. Our next guest is with the U of O, a professor, the director of this terrific exhibition that's returning again. We welcome in Lisa Abia-Smith. Lisa, always my pleasure. How are you?
I'm well. What a great introduction. And you're quite the Renaissance man. I was impressed with your art skills. Very good.
It's also sometimes you know stuff. Sometimes you've just been around and you're old and you learn stuff. But I'll take the compliment. Before we get into Art of the Athlete, I saw something interesting on your Twitter feed that you're looking for folks to join you on this incredible journey to a site where I guess most would associate the tragic end of Vincent van Gogh's life.
Yes, I mean, that seems a little dismal, but it's a very positive trip. We're going to trace the footsteps of Cézanne and Van Gogh and actually some African-American writers that left the U.S. and went to France. And I'm hoping to appeal to student-athletes as well as other students that have a really short window for studying abroad, so it'll be a 10-day program, and make it accessible for them.
Yeah, that sounds spectacular. So you and I have had a chance to talk the last couple years, and I've really enjoyed the work, the exhibits, and now we're into year six. So for folks who might not be familiar, Lisa, what could you tell us about the Art of the Athlete that's on display at the Schnitzer Museum?
Sure. So yeah, year six, and really what it is, it's a year-long program that focuses on workshops. So during the summer, student-athletes from all sports take the workshop, focus on a lot of self-portraits, so they end up with three bodies of art that really display who they are. And during the year, there's also a service component where many of them will work inside the museum's art studio with children with disabilities, and that's on Saturdays, and it tends to be either after football's over or basketball is over. And then one of the most exciting part is really for the public to see a culminating exhibition, and that's what is up now, and that's what the reception is for tonight. About 22 students that have really made themselves vulnerable and are showing their other side, or the side that isn't always visible or visible beyond the uniform.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell as the ball is being snapped, their love of art.
It's true. I mean, it isn't always manifest on the field, although it was interesting to hear Tyrell last year talk about how he's able to read the defense better after studying art. You understand those visual clues. And even though that's not my intention, I mean, the goal is really just to have them have an outlet and an expression. But it's nice that that's a byproduct.
Now, I mentioned this is the sixth annual, and I'm always curious as to an origin. What was the inspiration to get Duck athletes to kind of try their hand at this?
It was a couple of different factors, but one was it was during the Olympic trials, and one of our curators was trying to figure out a way to bring foot traffic over to the museum, and he had remembered me talking about a class I teach that I think your daughter-in-law, Betsy also taught, Art and Human Values.
Yep.
And I asked students to come dress as who they are not. And it was interesting to hear students that would show up as the football jock or just, these stereotypes that are put out there. And so I wanted to create something that gave student-athletes an opportunity to sort of, correct these misperceptions about identity. And it ended up being very therapeutic. It's something that's rewarding to them. And I just, as a professor, you just want to have that impact with your students. And if I can spread the joy of art to anyone, then my job is done.
So over the years, how common has it been to say there's a player, regardless of background or sport or gender, to be maybe a little hesitant and once involved to just kind of brim with that enthusiasm as the project moves along?
Oh, that's just commonplace. I think those are the ones that I love to sort of hone in on, the ones that come in. Royce Freeman, for example, very quiet first day of class, and he had heard all the hype, but I don't know if he quite believed it. Or Tyrell Crosby, who every year comes back just to participate. It's very common. I think there's a lot of, a lot of concern about putting yourself out there in vulnerability, and most students haven't had a lot of art training, so it's, I expect a lot from them, and they always rise to the occasion.
We're talking with Lisa Abia Smith, the art of the athlete. I guess our timing is great, even though, well, you thought I was going to call you yesterday.
I did, and I was told maybe it might be Jersey on the mind. It was my fault.
No, believe me, it's totally mine. But, yeah, and that's a story for my therapist another day. But tonight's a special night, the 2017 kickoff. So what's taking place at the Schnitz, and what will be the role of the Oregon athletes who are going to be there?
Okay, so the Oregon athletes will show up as artists tonight. They'll show up about between 6:30 and 6:45, and they are expecting to engage in dialogue with the public about their visual art. Their role is to just be here and discuss their work, and we have an awards assembly at 7. Each of them will be given an award that's appropriate to sort of who they are, their personality, and how they developed over the course. So it's just a wonderful chance to mingle with these student athletes and have a chance to hear from them as individuals, and really as opposed to the left tackle or the nose guard.
So I'm curious as to the process, because like you mentioned earlier, you've got these athletes who are willing to give it a try, whereas an artist knows they might prefer impressionism, landscapes, or to make a social commentary. But for these young people, how do they determine maybe the kind of project or work that they're going to undertake for their project?
Yeah, that's a great question. What I do is I try and expose them to contemporary artists. I mean, it's nice to talk about Van Gogh and Cezanne, but I like to show them artists of now, artists particularly artists that are focusing on hip-hop and music. So there's a relationship, there's an understanding. And then if I can get them hooked with that, then they can delve deep. The first class, we ended up channeling Jackson Pollock, and I had one of the football players, Jonah Moy, play DJ. And as they listened to different music, they all joined in and painted on this large canvas. So it sort of got them warmed up. And then they had a little more confidence. Then they started looking at focusing on self-portraits. So it's easing them in, giving them a lot of positive feedback. And, you know, someone like Mac, Jordan Scott, very resistant in the beginning, but putting down something on paper, you could just see his confidence grow. And that's just, it's contagious for all of them.
Couple of final thoughts for the art of the athlete director, Lisa Abia Smith, the work that will be on display this evening. Beyond the art itself, how telling or interesting is it what we see next to the painting or the drawing, where the artist athlete kind of explains what we're seeing and maybe what it means to them?
Oh, you know, that's, I think, the most powerful part of this exhibition is their written word, hearing a little bit more about their thoughts. Rex Manu is a great example. He played football for the U of O and just medically was unable to play anymore, and writes about, you know, just that loss of identity. The love you had for the game sometimes doesn't have that same love for you after you leave, and just really letting that out there on paper. So I think it's important to read their writing as well as look at their visual display. It's powerful.
And lastly, what I like to call a radio reset. Again, let the folks listening know the details of this spectacular now annual undertaking, who's involved, where they can see the artwork, and how long it's going to be on display.
Okay, so the exhibition runs until February 3rd. We have work by 22 student athletes from women's basketball, volleyball, acro, football, basketball, all the sports. We have that exhibition up again through February, but the reception is tonight, 6:30 to 8 p.m., and a chance to meet the student athletes and see them in person talking about their art. And admission is free.
All right. It's a great exhibit. It's just, like I said, a little something different that you know people are going to enjoy. Lisa, I always appreciate the time I get to chat with you. Always fun and informative. And I'm looking forward to the exhibit. And, you know, we'll talk again down the road.
Sounds wonderful, Steve. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care.